was full of children. I would be safe in saying there was 50 or 60 of us, all the different grades from the dark class clear on up until
goodness.
Until the history class, I suppose, the older students, I imagine.
And he taught you all subjects?
All subjects, yes, sir. My first teacher was a lady, wonderful person. And I went to this same school and was taught by a man teacher, taught the whole group. You betcha. 40 or 50 of us, maybe more than that sometimes. The room was full, all under one teacher. Where there were two teachers that handled them, especially in that little village over there of Elgin. Two teachers handled that school. Gosh, I don't know how many students there were. There was a raft of us.
If your mother gave you a sweater in the morning sometime when it was particularly cold, what would she tell you to do?
Well, she might tell me to put it on and button it up. She used to tell me to put my coat on and button it up. Don't do you no good flapping in the wind. She'd explain why she wanted me to button it up. It'd do me some good. See?
And were your roads frequently in bad repair? What would you say about your road out here if, for example, the city came out and took a bulldozer and just went right along it with a blade down? Say your road was what?
Being maintained.
Well, I was thinking worse than that, if they just dug it all up.
Well, I'm telling you, now, the bulldozer hasn't been in existence so awfully long. And if you're referring back to when I was a boy and when I used to attend this old government school up here, and we didn't have any roads. I could take you off up here in the country and show you some of the old scars of some of these old roads. And they didn't work the road, they'd just make another one out the side of it. When it got all cut up and rutted up and full of big rocks and boulders they couldn't throw out, they'd just move over to the side and make another road. That's the kind of roads we had way back in the early days. Well, This operation you're talking about, this fellow with this bulldozer, a bulldozer is principally to just move great bunches of earth at once to push it ahead of them. But if you were thinking about the grader, why they go out and grade it, the first thing we had on our roads were graders. And I can remember when they had they'd go out and lay out this road, and then they would use plows, and then the grader'd come along and push this dirt up. You see, kind of give it a shape to it where it would drain. You see what I mean? And then they'd go down in there with teams and with slips. There's where the bar pits come in existence. Mm-hmm. They talk about that, where that place was left down there where they moved all this earth out of it. Well, that was a bar pit along the right of way, or along the road bed, or whatever you want might be doing. Yes.
If someone does something bad and you know that it is premeditated, and someone said, did he just do that accidentally? You'd probably say, no, he didn't do it accidentally. He did it